Yeah, let's pray. Tenoto sama, doka kyou no mikotoba o shukuku shite kudasai. Hontoni, ano, kono watashitachi no sukui o motto rikai dekiru youni tasukete kudasai. Kansha shimasu. Ima, watashitachi no kokoro o hirakete, ano, fui aretameru hitsuyou no aru tokoro o shiteki shite kudasai. Yesu no awaremi o kitai shimasu. Yesu no minna ni yatte inarimasu. Amen. Okay, so we're working our way through the book of Romans. And little by little, trying to understand what Paul was teaching in this book. He began with a definition of sin. That all people are under sin. Jews, Gentiles, everybody. And then he goes on to show that keeping the law, trying to be good, trying to be religious, doesn't take away our sin. And we have the most famous parts of the New Testament where Paul emphasizes we are saved by grace through faith, not by works. And then comes the first question that people might ask. Then what's the point of the law? Do we have to keep the law? And he explains the purpose of the law. The law was given to show us, like a torch shining in a dark place, to show us our sin. But the torch doesn't take away the sin. Okay, and then the second question that people might ask when they read the book of Romans for the first time. That is, well, if Jesus has saved us from all sin, why can't we just keep sinning? And he answers that because God has saved us not for the old life to continue, but for a new life. We are saved to follow God, to be like God. And then we come to this unusual kind of point in the book of Romans where the subject totally changes. And that is Romans
9-11.
Romans 9-11 deals with the next big problem of the gospel. What about Israel? Now that we have the gospel, the New Testament, what about the Jews? And this is still a problem that the whole world is trying to deal with. What about the Jews? From Paul's perspective, this was just before the temple was destroyed. So at that time, you had the Jews still worshipping in the temple, but you had the Christians now worshipping separately in churches. And shortly after Paul wrote this book, the Romans came in and destroyed the temple, and Israel was scattered around the world.
The Romans.
Okay, and so the question is today, is God finished with Israel, Or does Israel still have some purpose in God's plan?
ではここでの問題が、神様はユダヤ人をもう諦めたのか、まだユダヤ人に対する計画があるのかということです。
Well, this is kind of part two. We looked last week at this, an introduction, but we're going to continue just taking it through slowly and look at a couple more aspects.
先週はこれの最初の方を見たんですけど、もうちょっとゆっくり、いろんな視点から見ていきましょう。
So, I'm going to begin reading Romans chapter 9, and I'm going to read down to verse 5,
1 to 5. ローマ9章の1節から5節を先に見たいと思います。
He says, I'm speaking the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience bears witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen.
私はキリストによって真実を言い、偽りを言いません。次のことは私の両親も聖霊によって証ししています。私には大きな悲しみがあり、私の心には絶えず痛みがあります。もしできることなら、私の同胞、肉による同国人のために、この私がキリストから引き離されて、呪われたものとなることさえ願いたいのです。彼らはイスラエル人です。ことされることも、栄光も、契約も、律法を与えられていることも、礼拝も、約束も彼らのものです。父祖たちも彼らのものです。またキリストも人としては彼らから出たのです。このキリストとは万物の上にあり、とこしえに褒めたたえられる神です。アーメン。
Now Paul was hated by the Jews in his generation. Everywhere he went, the Jews stirred up riots against him.
で、パウロの世代では、パウロはいつもユダヤ人に嫌われていました。で、いつもユダヤ人が問題を起こしたりしていました。
And but Paul shows this love to his enemies that he even says, I wish that I could be accursed for their sake. That's how much he loved them. He would go to hell for their sake if that were possible.
で、この私がキリストから引き離されて呪われたものとなることさえ願いたいのですというぐらい、その敵に回されたユダヤ人を愛していました。
Nevertheless, he says, to them belong. That is present tense. He didn't say they used to have the worship, they used to have the promises. He actually uses the present tense here. They, to them belong all of these things. Now this is one of actually the later books that was written in the New Testament. It wasn't one of the first books. And so even though the Jews for quite a long time now have basically, as a nation, rejected the Messiah at this time, still, he says, they still belong, to them still belong all of these things.
ユダヤ人は結構ずっとメシアを拒絶していたんですけど、まだこれ彼らのものであって、まだ彼らから離れてはいませんでした。
Let's begin with the covenants.
まず契約から見ていきましょう。
He says, to the Jews, to Israel, belong the covenants, the two covenants.
この栄光も彼らのものですと。
The covenant.
契約。
Yeah, the covenant. So, let's look at the covenant. Now, a lot of people ask us, as you know, we live in Japan and people don't really know much about the Bible. They say, oh, Christians read the New Testament and Jews read the Old Testament, right?
でも日本人はあんまり聖書のこととか知らないのでよく言われるんですけど、クリスチャンは新約聖書を読んで、ユダヤ人は旧約聖書を読むんでしょと聞かれます。
And it's hard to explain that it's actually one book.
でもどっちも合わせて一つの本なんだということを説明するのはちょっと難しいです。
But sometimes they'll get, God made the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, with the Jews, but a lot of people think the New Covenant is for all of the world.
でも神様はユダヤ人とこの古い契約というか、を旧約聖書を作ったんですけど、その新約聖書はその世界の他の人たちのものだと思っています。
But that's actually not correct.
実際はそれは正しくありません。
Paul says here, both old and new covenants belong to Israel.
で、パウロはここで古い契約も新しい契約もどちらもイスラエルのものだと言っています。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 31.
エレミアの31を見ていきましょう。
I'll read it verse by verse. And this is the prophecy where God talks about how he will make a new covenant.
ここで、神様はどうやって新しい契約を作られるか、一節ずつ見ていきたいと思います。
Beginning in verse 31.
まず31節から。
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord.
31節。見よ、その日が来る。主の見告げ。その日、私はイスラエルの家とユダの家とに新しい契約を結ぶ。その契約は私が彼の先祖の手を握ってエジプトの国から連れ出した日に彼らと結んだ契約のようではない。私は彼らの主であったのに彼らは私の契約を破ってしまった。主の見告げ。
Okay, notice that the new covenant was made not with the Romans or the Greeks or the Finnish. It was made with the Jews, the house of Israel and Judah.
ね、この新しい契約はローマ人とかギリシャ人とかその他じゃなくて、イスラエルとユダの家とに作られました。
Now, it's true, and Paul explains later, that Gentiles are grafted in, like a branch that's attached to the root of a tree. The Gentiles are joined to Israel, but the covenant remains with Israel, not with the whole world or the nations.
で、異邦人は根っこのようにイスラエルの方につなげられているんですけど、契約はそうではありません。
Yeah, that's right. The covenant is with the Jews.
あ、契約はユダヤ人の方にあります。
Sorry, I'm speaking too much. Okay, now the first thing you said, it's not like the last covenant that I made with them.
で、まず第一にこれは前の契約のような感じではありませんと言っています。
So there's something different about this new covenant.
で、この新しい契約には何か違う点があるんでしょう。
This is what he says in the next verse, 33. For this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me from the least to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
33、34。彼らの時代の後に私がイスラエルの家と結ぶ契約はこうだ。主の見告げ。私は私の律法を彼らの中に置き、彼らの心にこれを書き記す。私は彼らの神となり、彼らは私の民となる。このようにして人々はもはや主を知れと言って、おのおの互いに教えない。それは彼らが皆身分の低いものから高いものまで私を知るからだ。主の見告げ。私は彼らの咎を許し、彼らの罪を二度と思い出さないからだ。
So here's a couple of differences.
ここでちょっと違う点がいくつかあります。
In the old covenant, because the priests continually had to sacrifice and make the same sacrifices every day, every year, there was a continual reminder of their sin.
で、この旧約聖書では、
The priests, 祭司たち。
祭司たちは毎日のように祭壇を授けて、毎日毎日それを続けていたんですけど、
so there was always a reminder of their sin.
でもずっと罪を思い起こすものがずっとありました。
Right, but in the new case, he completely forgives it and he takes it away.
でも新しい契約ではそれを完全に忘れて許して取り除きました。
Right, we're free in Christ, but under the law, we were continually held by it.
でも律法の下ではずっと
In Christ, we're free from sin.
キリストによって罪からは釈放されましたが、
But under the law, we were always held by sin.
律法の下では常に罪から離れられません。
The second one is, he said, I'm going to write the law on your heart.
でもそこで、あなたの心に契約を結ぶとあります。
Right, the old law came to them written on a tablet, written on a stone by the hand of God and given through Moses.
古い契約は神様が石に書いてモーセを通してみんなに渡されましたが、新しい契約では心に書き留められます。
Right. You know, when you're a child, what can I do? What am I not allowed to do? That's the way we think. Can I do this? Is this allowed? Is this not allowed?
子供のうちはこれをやっていいのかやってはいけないのかいいのか悪いのかということを考えますが。
But when you come to know God, you don't ask that question anymore. You say, is this right? Is this wrong?
神様を知るとなるともうその質問をするのではなくてこれは正しいのか悪いのかとなります。
Before I was a Christian, I was only interested, can I get away with this? Or will I get caught?
僕がクリスチャンになる前に気にしていたことというのはもうこれこのまま逃れるのか捕まってしまうのかのどっちかでした。
A good example of this is in the gospel when some of the teachers of the law came to Jesus to try to test him with a hard question.
その一方教える者たちがイエス様に元に来て難しい質問でイエス様を試そうとされた時がいい例だと思います。
And they said, can I divorce my wife for any reason at all?
でも理由があってその離婚をしていいのかと聞かれました。
And Jesus said, what did Moses say?
イエス様はそこでモーセは何とおっしゃったでしょうかと言いました。
And they said, oh, he said, I can write a certificate of divorce and send her away.
で、まあ、そこで、出エジプトを見たら、離婚状を書いて送り出すことができますと言います。
And so Jesus said, no, no, no. I mean, what did Moses say in the beginning? In Genesis, Moses wrote Genesis. What did he say there?
でもそれはそうじゃなくて、そのもっと前に、創世記ではモーセは何と言っていたのでしょうか。
He said, man and woman shall be joined and become one, and what God has joined together, let not man separate.
で、創世記では、男と女が合わさって一体となって、それは神様が結ばれたから、もう、話すことはできないと書いてあります。
So in other words, we see the real heart of God is to be together, but because of sin, the law is kind of a limit on keeping people's evil from becoming too bad.
でも神様の御心としては、一度も結ばったものはもうそのままで、だけど、罪によってその限界をどんどん作ろうとしています。
You can't make a law that says you shall love everybody. You couldn't keep that law.
法律でみんなを愛せよと言われてもそれを守ることはできないでしょう。
You can't make a law that says be nice to people.
法律で人に優しくしなさいと言われてもしょうがないでしょう。
Right. Because, you know, how could we ever keep that?
それはどうやったら守れるでしょうか。
And that's the way that people are before they meet God. The law, goodness, God, it's all about what can I do, what can't I do.
でもみんなが神様に出会う前はその法律とか立法をこれ やっていいのかこれ何をやっていけないのかということを考えてしまいます。
But when we meet God, he comes in and he writes his law on our heart.
でも神様と一度出会うと私たちは中に入ってこられて心にとその立法を書き記されます。
When I was 16, I became a Christian and God changed my heart.
で僕は16でクリスチャンになって神様は心を変えてくださいました。
Maybe from the outside you might not have seen such a big change if you didn't know me very well.
でも僕のことあんまり知らなかったら外見からしてはそんなに変わってなかったと思うんですけど。
But on the inside there was a massive change that only I can understand.
でも中ではもう僕にしか理解できない大きな違いがありました。
And that was this desire, I want to do right, I want to do good, I don't want toI don't want to be a hypocrite anymore. These answers.
But この中ではもう善を行いたい、その悪いことはしたくない、偽善者にはなりたくないという気持ちでいっぱいでした。
Right, but it takes time for God to teach us how to walk in His ways.
でも神様の道をどう歩むか教えてくださるには時間がちょっとかかってしまいます。
That's what the New Testament is. God gives us a total forgiveness, and He gives us His Holy Spirit.
でもそれが新約聖書で完全に許されて。
That was his promise to Israel.
それはイスラエルに対しての契約でした。
Not to the whole world, but to Israel.
全世界ではなくてイスラエルです。
And we are invited to enter into that as if we were Israel, as if we were the Jews.
でも私たちがもうイスラエルでやったかのように、ユダヤ人でやったかのように、そっちの方に誘われる。
Let's look at the next couple of verses, because they're quite interesting.
続きもちょっと見ていきましょう。
He says, Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If this fixed order departs from before me, declares the Lord, then shall the offspring of Israel cease from being a nation before me forever.
35-36. 主はこうおせられる。主は太陽を与えて昼間の光とし、月と星を定めて夜の光とし、海をかきたてて波を騒がせる方、その名は万軍の主。もしこれらの定めが私の前から取り去られるなら、主の見告げ、イスラエルの子孫も耐え、いつまでも私の前で一つの民をなすことはできない。
In other words, as long as there is a sun and a moon and stars, Israel remains a special country in God's plan.
つまり太陽と月と星が存在する限りは、イスラエルは神様にとって特別な民となります。
Now this is a big challenge for everyone in the world, because most of the countries in the world, in some way, have trouble regarding the status of the Jews and Israel.
でも世界のほとんどの国はイスラエルとかユダヤ人と問題があるので、イスラエルがずっと特別だと見ることは難しいでしょう。
I'm just going to read the first two, first two verses of the book of Joel, the prophet Joel.
とヨエル書の3章1節2節を見ていきたいと思います。
He's prophesying about what will happen in the land of Israel in the last days.
ね、ここでイスラエルの土地に終わりの日にはどうなるのかということを表現しています。
Behold, in those days and in that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, meaning God judges, and I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land.
一節二節。いや、私がユダとイエルサレムの繁栄を元通りにする。その日、その時、私はすべての国民を集め、彼らをヨシャパテの民に連れ下り、そのところで彼らが私の民、私の譲りの地イスラエルにしたことで彼らを裁く。彼らは私の民を諸国の民の間に散らし、私の地を自分たちの間で分け取ったからだ。
If the Bible is true, this is a very scary thing.For the whole world.
でも聖書が本当ならこれは世界全世界にとってすごい怖いことでしょう。
Because right now, all the nations gathered together would be represented by the United Nations or some United Nations style NATO or that kind of thing. You know, a force which is made up of different countries.
でも今の時代で全世界が集まるってなったら国際連合とかそうやって国連いろんな国が集まってできている組織になるでしょう。
And he says, they have divided up my land.
で、そこで、
In the end of verse 3.
Verse
3? 私の地を自分たちの
間で。私の地を自分たちの間で分け取ったからだと書いてあります。
Well, if we're honest, that's what's happening right now in Israel. It's been going on for the last 20 years, this debate about how they should divide up Israel between the Jews and the Arabs. But this is what the world is trying to do right now.
でも実際こう20年ぐらいユダヤ人とアラブ人でどうやってイスラエルを分けたらいいかと議論していますが、これが今起こっています。
And God says two things. First of all, he said,This is my land.
でも神様はここで二つのことを言われて、まず一つはこれは私の土地だと言います。
He doesn't even call it their land. He says it's my land.
彼らの土地と言わず私の地と言います。
In other words, this is much more than the Jewish people. This is about God Himself.
これはユダヤ人以上のことで、神様ご自身のことを関しています。
When we read the New Testament, we understand why there was a World War I and a World War II.
で新約聖書を見たらなぜ第一次世界大戦とか第二次世界大戦があったのかすごい理解できます。
We can understand why this continual trouble between the Arabs and the Jews doesn't stop.
でもずっとあるとアラブ人とユダヤ人の争いがなぜ止まらないのかすごい理解できます。
It's about Satan trying to prove God a liar.
でそれはサタンが神様偽善者だということを何とかして表したいからです。
Because if only the Jews would get out of this land of Israel, or if only they could divide it up, then God didn't fulfill his promises.
でももしこのユダヤ人がイスラエルから去っていくか、なんとか分けれたとしたら、神様の予言は成就されなかったこととなります。
The Bible said that the Jews would be scattered into all the lands, and that is what happened after Jesus died.
でこの聖書ではユダヤ人がその世界中に散らばると書いてありますが、イエス様が亡くなってから実際そうなっています。
Hundreds of years before that happened.The Bible clearly prophesied that.
でもそのこれが起こる数百年前からもうはっきりと予言されていました。
But there, here it said, when I restore their fortunes, when I bring them back, in the end times that we're living in, the Jews have now come back to their land.
でここで繁栄元通りにするとか国民を集めると書いてあって、この実際ユダヤ人たちは自分の地に帰ってきました。
The things that have happened in my lifetime.So many of them are clearly prophesied here in the Old Testament.
実際僕の人生の中でもここに書いてあるいろんなことが成就されていきます。
But the scary thing is God said, I'm going to bring judgment on those nations who do this.
でも怖いところはこうやって行う人たちの上に神様の罰があると書いてあるところです。
It would be so easy for, say, a young Japanese soldier to join the army.And if they change the constitution, get sent as a peacekeeper, and yet in reality they would be taking sides against God in this issue.
でまあその日本人だったらその軍隊に入るのも簡単だと思いますが、とまあこれに、
it would be easy to not think about this and end up being God's enemy because you're fighting on the side against God.
でまあそのこれのことを考えずに、その神様を相手のために戦っていることもとあり得るでしょう。
But you know what? That's what we always do. Because when we don't really think about God's purposes in our life, so often we actually find ourselves speaking against God.
でも時々私たちが神様の計画を考えずに行動していたら、神様の計画に反対することを言っていたりもします。
Our whole life, until we accept God's plan, really, we make ourselves God's enemy.
でも実際神様の計画を受け入れるまでは、自分たちは神様の敵に回ってしまいます。
But God is merciful, and He wants us to open our eyes.
今神様は憐れみ深いので、私たちに目を開いてほしいと思われています。
Okay, going back to Jeremiah 31.
エレミア31に戻ります。
The passage we were reading before.
さっき読んでいたところですけど、
Let's look. This is an interesting part. It's the part of the same chapter. Just before them, it says in verse 7. For thus says the Lord, Sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say,O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Verse
7. 31章7節。まことに主はこうおせられる。ヤコブのために喜び歌え。国々の頭のために叫べ。告げ知らせ、賛美して言え。主よ、あなたの民を救ってください。イスラエルの残り物を。
This is talking about what happened in our lifetime.
でこれは実際私たちが生きている間に起こったことの話をしています。
Verse 8, he said, Behold, I will bring them from the north country.And gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, the pregnant woman, and she who is in labor together with a big company, they will return here.
8節。見よ、私は彼らを北の国から連れ出し、地の果てから彼らを集める。その中には目の見えないものも、足のないたものも、妊婦も産婦も共にいる。彼らは大集団を成してここに帰る。
That's what happened after World War II.
第二次世界大戦の後でこうなりました。
The Jews still didn't believe and still refused to accept God's plan.
ユダヤ人はまだ信じようとせず、まだ神様の計画を受け入れようとしませんでした。
And he forced them to come back.
だから、神様は強制的に帰ってこさせました。
And year after year, they're still coming.
で、年々まだ帰ってきています。
And most of them don't believe, but God is bringing them to the place where they're going to believe.
ほとんどはまだ信じていないんですけど、 神様はみんなが信じる場所に連れ戻そうとしています。
Right. A little after that, he said in verse 10, Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. That means God speaking to us, Japan, to Europe, to Australia here.
10節、諸国の民よ、主の言葉を聞け。遠くの島々に告げ知らせていえ。イスラエルを散らした者がこれを集め、牧者が群れを飼うようにこれを守るとあります。
Right.
これは神様が全世界に伝えようとしています。
Right, he's telling us, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock.
イスラエルを散らした者がこれを集め、牧者が群れを飼うようにこれを守る。
Right. Okay, so, we see then that, God is bringing back the Jews. So he is keeping his promises that he made thousands of years ago to Abraham in the covenant.
でもこの何千年も前にアブラハムとやった契約 の, このユダヤ人をみんな帰ってこさせということをどんどんと進めていっています。
They're coming back to salvation.
でも救いに帰ってきています。
In the end, they're going to believe in the gospel.
最終的にはこの福音を信じることになります。
But he said a remnant. That means just a few.
でもそれはほんの少しと書いてあります。
Well, that's what we are.
それが私たちなんです。
Right, we, that's not us, but we are like them. We are the remnant of the nations who believe in the God of Israel.
まあ実際こうではありませんけど、同じように私たちはそのこの民の中で神様のものであるほんの一部なんです。
There's a prophecy here about Christmas.
ここでクリスマスの予言もちょっとあります。
Imagine that, right here in verse 21 and 22.
21節、22節に書いてありますけど。
He says, "Set up road markers for yourself."Make yourself guideposts. Consider well the highway, the road by which you went. Return, O virgin Israel. Return to these your cities. Verse
21. 21節。あなたは自分のために標柱を立て、道しるべを置き、あなたの歩んだ道の王子に心を留めよ。乙女イスラエルよ、帰れ。これらあなたの町々に帰れ。
Think about how you've gone away from God. Think about the way you've broken His law. Think about the lies. Think about all of those times that you haven't followed Him and come back.
でも私たちが神様から離れた時に嘘ついて背いた時のことを考えてみましょう。今は帰ってきています。
He says, "Return, O virgin Israel." He still sees Israel as a virgin, even though Israel is a sinful nation, and it's the same with us.
イスラエルは今すごい罪深い民ですけど、まだ乙女イスラエルを帰れとやって語りかけています。
That's God's grace.
これは神様の恵みです。
Even though we are sinful, He's willing to accept us back as innocent.
でも私たちは罪深いですけど、もう無罪のように受け入れてくださいます。
Now I said there was a Christmas prophecy. It's in verse 22.
でもこうクリスマスの予言があると書いてあります。あ、言いましたが、22節を見ていきます。
How long will you waver, O faithless daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing on the earth. A woman encircles a man.
22節。裏切り者娘よ、いつまで迷い歩くのか。主はこの国に一つの新しいことを創造される。一人の女が一人の男を抱こう。
That means the virgin birth. That's what it's talking about.
これは乙女の出産のことを話しています。
God created man, but we were all born naturally from Adam, right?
神様はまずアダムを創造しましたが、私たちはそこから生まれてきています。
But he says, I'm going to do something new.
でもここで新しいことをすると言っています。
I'm going to create something new. That was Jesus, the new creation.
新しい創造をされる。これがイエス様のことです。
The savior of the Jews, as Paul said, came in a virgin.Came in a woman.
でこのユダヤ人の救い主となる方がこの乙女によって生まれました。
And God is the prophet here is kind of it's a play on words because he calls Israel the virgin and he's bringing their salvation through a virgin. Yeah, there's a 言葉遊び play on words here.
言葉遊びがあってこの預言者が言ってるんですけどと乙女によってその生まれる。
It's hard to believe that we have to be saved by a little baby, right?
でも一人の赤ちゃんによって私たちが救われなければいけないと考えるのはちょっと難しいでしょう。
It doesn't do much for our pride to say that this little baby here is our savior.
この小さな子が私たちの救い主ですというのはちょっとプライドにも関わるでしょう。
Especially as a Gentile, we have to accept that it's a Jewish baby that is our savior.
まあ特に異邦人だったらこのユダヤ人の人が私たちの救い主となるんだったらさらに大変でしょう。
But that's part of God's purpose.
でもこれは神様の計画の一部でした。
It's our pride that keeps us away from eternal life.
私たちのプライドによって私たちはその永遠の命から離れてしまっています。
It's our pride that says I can do it by myself.
自分でできるんだというプライドを持ってしまっています。
And God says, No, you can't.
神様はいやできないでしょう。
You weren't made to do it by yourself.
まあそうするように作られたのではありませんか。
God created a people.
神様は人を創造されました。
That people is Israel.
その人たちはイスラエルです。
And He's opened it up for all of us.
でその私たちみんなのために開いてくださいました。
And it's true that in the Old Testament times, although Israel was there for that special purpose, it's true that God still accepted Gentiles because there were many righteous Gentiles even in the Old Testament times, like Job, for example.
で、まあ、目的があってこのイスラエルが使われているんですけど、この異邦人たちも神様は同じように見てくださっていて迎え入れてくださいます。
There was Melchizedek, the king of Jerusalem, when Abraham was alive.
アブラハムの人生の中でメルキゼデクというエルサレムの王様がいました。
There was a Syrian general of an army.
アッシリアの千人隊長。
Naaman. And he was accepted.
彼も受け入れられました。
There were many Gentiles, but now God's command is that all the Gentiles would repent of their sins and accept God's purpose.
ここで神様のと命じることは、異邦人のみんな自分の罪をと告白してとこのイスラエルに戻るようにと言われています。
The new covenant belongs to the Jews, but it's available to you and me.
新しい契約はユダヤ人のものですが、私たちにも受け入れられることです。
Let me show you a miracle.
まあ、奇跡を一つ見せしましょう。
In the same book, Jeremiah, go back to verse, to chapter 16.
では、同じエレミア書の16章を見ていきましょう。
Here, God is going to prophesy exactly what happened in Europe in World War II.
ここで、第二次世界大戦でヨーロッパで起こったことを神様が予言していました。
It says in verse, it says, we'll begin here in verse, 13.He says, Therefore, I will hurl you out of this land into a land that neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods day and night, and I will show you no favor.
13節。私はあなた方をこの国から投げ出して、あなた方も先祖も知らなかった国へ行かせる。あなた方はそこで日夜他の神々に仕える。私はあなた方に慈しみを施さない。
That was the history of the Jews.
それはユダヤ人の歴史です。
They were cast out of their nation.
まず民から追い出されて。
They went to Babylon.
バビロンに行って。
They went to Germany, Russia.
ドイツとかロシアに行かされて。
Everywhere.
でも散らばりました。
And as far as the Bible is concerned, they served other gods.
でも聖書に書いてある通り、他の神々に使い始めました。
Instead of keeping and looking at the Word of God,They worshipped basically the rabbis and the interpretation of one rabbi and another rabbi. The teachers, rabbi.
他のラビ人たちに仕えて、いろんなラビ人の言うことを聞いてしまいました。
And they came up with all kinds of excuses not to believe what God said.
でも神様のことを言われたことを信じないように、いろんな言い訳を思い起こしました。
And he says, I will show you no favor.When I was in junior high school, I would call my friends Jewish if they didn't give me any money to buy something in the school canteen.
僕が中学生の時に、なんか学校の中のコンビニとかでお金を貸してくれない時にユダヤ人と友達を呼んでいました。
I didn't even know what that meant.
その意味も知らずにそう言っていました。
It was a curse.But I didn't even. Everyone just said it without thinking. And in the history, the Jews were persecuted here, persecuted there, kicked out of this town. That's their history.
In the history, the Jews were persecuted here, persecuted there, kicked out of this town. That's their history.
And he said, I will show you no favor. They struggled and God didn't help them. But in verse 14, it brings us to the 20th century. It says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel out of the north country, and out of all the countries where I had driven them. For I will bring them back to their own land that I gave to their fathers.
14節、15節。それゆえ、見よ、その日が来る。主の御告げ。その日にはもはや、イスラエルの子らをエジプトの国から登らせた主は生きておられるとは言わないで。ただ、イスラエルの子らを北の国や彼らの散らされたすべての地方から登らせた主は生きておられるというようになる。私は彼らの先祖に与えて彼らの土地を彼らに返せる。
I read that the leader of the Labour Party who just lost the election in England was a Palestinian supporter.
では聞いた話ですか。イギリスの選挙で落ちてしまったパレスチナ人の労働組合の人が
労働省。
労働省。
Palestinian supporter, yeah. And everyone has a political perspective on the Jews. Sometimes they're for them, sometimes they're against them.
で、まあみんなは政治に関しても、ユダヤ人に対して、いろんな見方があります。ユダヤ人の味方だったり、敵だったり。
But all politics aside, God says, I am the one who kicks them out, and I'm the one who's bringing them back. That's God's sovereignty.
でも政治に関せず、神様は、私が散らばして私が連れ戻すと言われています。
And he said, I'm going to bring them back to the land I gave to their fathers.
で、その彼らの先祖に与え、私が与えた土地に帰らせると。
We're seeing God working before our very eyes every single day. Every time you open a newspaper, we are seeing God fulfilling his prophecy, keeping his covenant.
でも毎日新聞とか見るたびに、神様がどうやって予言を成就されているかを見ていくことができます。
And then, let's look at even more. Verse 16, he explains how he sent the Jews back.
でももっと見ていくと、16節では、神様がユダヤ人をどうやって連れ戻したか書いています。
He says, Behold, I'm sending for many fishes, declares the Lord, and they shall catch them. And afterward, I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, and every hill, and out of the clefts of the rocks.
16節、見よ、私は多くの漁夫をやって主の御告げ。彼らを主などされ、どらせる。その後、私は多くの狩人をやって、すべての山、すべての丘、すべての割れ目から彼らを狩り出される。
That pretty much describes how the modern state of Israel came to be.
でも、この今のイスラエルがどうやってなったか、ここで本当に説明されています。
After, well, even before World War I, the Jews began this thing called Zionism. And they went around in Europe and Russia and they said, come on, let's go back, let's go back. They were like the fishers. Like in the New Testament, Jesus said, when we preach the gospel and say, come and follow Jesus, he says, I will make you a fisher of men.
でも新約聖書でイエス様がその他の周りの人たちを呼び集めてあなた方を人を釣る漁師とするというふうに言っていました。
And many went back. Well, not many. A few went back.
で、まあまあ数人は一緒に戻りました。
But then he says, I'll send the hunters.
で、それから私は狩人をやると言っています。
Stalin.
Stalin.
Hitler. Mussolini. And they gathered the Jews.From every hiding place, like it says here, from every little hill, every little crack, and they forced them out, and eventually they went back. So God shows mercy and grace and gives them chance.But after they reject it, he says, okay, well, you may not want to follow my plan, but I'm going to force you to do it.
でも、神様は憐れみを持って、その、 従わなかった人たちにもその従わないないように強制的にあなた方が戻らせるというふうに言いました。
And now there are 6 million Jews.
で今は6000万人のユダヤ人がいます。
In Israel.
イスラエルにいます、
ね。 And about 6 million still in the nations.
で、まあ、他の民の中にも同じほどいます。
When Moses went, there were 3 million.
モーセが行った時にはその半分でした。
So this prophecy is fulfilled that this will be greater than that. It won't be said as the Lord lives who brought the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but he's going to do something greater. They're going to come from the north and all the countries.
でも神様はここでもっと偉大なことをされると言って、その北の国から連れ出すだけではなくて、その本当にもっと大きなことをこうなされます。
Why does God force them to come back? Why did it have to happen?
なんで神様はここで強制的に帰らそうとしているのでしょうか。
It was for our sake.
私たちのためです。
God keeps a remnant.
神様は少し残しています。
He used the Irish Celts when the Vikings were burning up all of Europe. He used these little Irish monks to keep the Bible texts that we still have today because of them.
そのバイキングがヨーロッパの方を攻撃していた時に、アイルランドの小さな部族で聖書が残されていました。
He used little groups in Europe, the Waldenses and the Huguenots, to keep the true faith when the whole world was in darkness.
でも全世界が暗闇の中にいた時にも、神様はヨーロッパとかの小さな民を使って、その本当の信仰をずっと保たせていました。
Not for their sake only, but for the millions and millions of Christians alive today.Who received the blessing that they gave us?
その人たちのためだけじゃなくて、その今ここにいるその何千万人というクリスチャンたちのために神様はそうなされました。
And God has a plan through these people called Israel.
で、このイスラエルという人たちの中で神様は計画があります。
And whether they like it or not, they are called to be His people.
で、まあ、それが嫌でも何でも神様の民となるように呼ばれています。
And God is going to, Jesus is coming back, and he's going to again reign from Jerusalem. And that's why he forced them to come back to fulfill his greater plan of salvation. And we've seen all of this happen in our lifetime.
私たちはみんな自分の生涯でこれを見てきたことでしょう。
How can anybody say that this is not the word of God? Thousands of years ago it was written, today it's perfectly fulfilled.
何千年も前に書かれて今はこうやって成就されているんですから、誰がこれは神様の言葉じゃないと言えるでしょうか。
The question for us is, are we willing to accept God's plan as it is?
でここで私たちに質問ですが、その神様の計画をそのまま受け入れようとしているのでしょうか。
Paul was attacked by the Jews, but he wasn't afraid to say that to them belong the covenants.
パウロはユダヤ人に攻撃されていましたが、ユダヤ人に契約があるということを言うのを恐れてはいませんでした。
And today we might see the Jews doing many terrible things to the Arabs, and we mightfeel irritated and angry at both sides, but we still have to accept God's plan that He's doing something through this.
でも私たちはそのイスラエルがアラブ人に対して何をしているかを見てそのイラついたりするかもしれませんが、それは神様の計画なんだということを受け入れないといけません。
If God can save them, even though they've so long sinned against Him, and He can still be faithful to them, then God can still be faithful to me and you.Despite our sin.
彼らは神様に対してたくさんの罪を犯しましたが、彼らに対してまだ忠実である神様ですから、その罪深い私たちにも同じではないでしょうか。
I think the time is getting short because it won't be long until the United Nations will eventually go in and put a stop to this Jerusalem problem.
で、まあ、その国連がその入っていって、エルサレムの問題をすぐ解決してしまうのももう近い話なのではないかと思います。
Clinton wanted to do it, Obama wanted to do it, Bush wanted to do it. Everyone wants to do it.
クリントンもオバマもブッシュもこれをやりたいとずっと思っていました。
There are very few politicians in the world who don't want to divide up Israel and make some kind of lasting peace, as they would imagine.
このイスラエルを分けちゃって永遠の平和 と言いたくない、政治家は今いないでしょう。
And even most of the Jews probably would be happier with that as well, just for the sake of peace.
でもその平和のためなら、ユダヤ人もそれでもありがたいと思うでしょう。
But God said, remember, when that happens, God's gonna appear and he's gonna bring judgment upon those who don't accept his plans.
でもその神様は、これがなったらすぐに、この両方の信じない人たちを滅ぼされるというふうに言われています。
It's not easy to be a Christian.
クリスチャンでいることは簡単ではありません。
More and more Christians are hated now because we say what God says and the world thinks we're horrible people because we actually believe him.
でもこの私たちが実際神様を信じていることによってこの世からどんどん迫害されていってる時代ですけど。
But remember this. After the nation of Israel rejected the gospel, they became blinded, really, to the truth of it for 2,000 years.
このイスラエルの民が神様のことを退けた瞬間から2000年ぐらいずっと盲目にされていました。
And during that time, God gave a chance for all the world to believe. He gave the gospel to every nation. And here we all are.
でまあ、その2000年の間に神様は全世界にこの福音をと述べ伝える機会を与えられて、今私たちはこの場にいます。
But the time has come where the eyes of the Jews are going to be opened again, and God's going to show himself to them again.
で、まあ、もうすぐこのユダヤ人の目が開かれる時期が来て、その時神様は自分自身を彼らに示されます。
And unfortunately, when their eyes are opened, the eyes of the nations will be closed, and the whole world will.Fight against God on this issue and other issues.
今残念ながらユダヤ人の目が開いたら残りの世界の目が閉じてしまって神様に対する戦いが起こってしまいます。
We need to understand that God is really active in the world today.
神様がこの世で今活動されておられるということを理解しないといけません。
He wants us to pray for governments.
私たちが政府のために祈るようにと願われています。
He wants us to be a good influence and to love people in this world.
私たちがこの世にいい影響であって、この人々を愛するようにと願われています。
But more than anything else, he wants us to accept his plan for us.
何と言っても神様は私たちのための計画を理解してほしいと思っています。
Have you accepted God's plan for you?
あなたは自分自身に対する神様の計画を受け入れたのでしょうか。
Have you asked God what He wants with your life?
今自分の人生の中で何をしてほしいか神様に聞いたのでしょうか。
You know, He has a very specific plan that He will show you if you just ask Him and pray about it.
でもその祈ってその聞いたら神様は私たちに特別な計画をご用意しておられます。
It begins as Tommy described with salvation.It continues through troubles and lessons that we have to learn. But it ends with us serving God in the way that He designed us to do so. And His plan includes you. It includes this church.
この教会も含まれていて、
It includes this country.
この国も含まれています。
Will you come to him today?
でも、あなたは今日神様のもとに来ませんか?
And will you give yourself to God and say, Okay, God, I'm going to take part in your kingdom.
でも、私たちも神様はあなたの御国の一員となりますというふうに言えないでしょうか?
Like a branch, he'll pick us up like this. Here we go, perfect illustration.Thank you, Mana. This is from your tree. These are Mana's cookies. But what he does is he takes us and he sticks us on like this. And then we become part of Israel. Okay, let's pray. Alright.Father God, I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your wisdom, Lord. Only you could have created a world plan, a historic plan, one that encompasses every person. And Lord, you're so kind and faithful to not give up on us, even though for so long we've sinned against you. Lord, as we see you working in Israel, as we see you working in the nations of the world. I pray, don't forget us, Lord. Please work in our life. Please bring us into your special people that you've called to represent you in the world. And we pray for your mercy. Help us, Lord, to overcome the things that would keep us away from your kingdom, Lord. Whether it's fear, or whether it is pride, or whether it's a dream, I pray, Lord, help us to put it aside and come to you for something much better. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.